You're listening to Radio Live, and this is Public Address Radio. In the second part of our look at Christchurch's culture of probably legal drugs, we visit the city's original NOS lounge. It's stretching it to call the lab a lounge. It's a small shop whose floor space is almost entirely occupied by some broken down chairs and a large glass counter encasing a dozen different brands of party pill and some smoking paraphernalia. But it does sell nitrous oxide in $6 balloons filled from a tank bought legally by dint of a drag racing license. It's managed by Adam Tuatara, who opened it 4 years ago with his business partner Dean Davies. They'd previously been selling NOS in catering canisters from their party pill shop in Christchurch's South City Mall.
Well, I think the question most people are going to have is how is it legal?
That's still an issue today because no one's putting their hand up to say whether it's illegal or illegal. You know, everyone's jumping up and down with opinions, but no one's actually putting their foot down and saying, well, this is how it is. So, yeah, I can't tell you. I've got no idea. We have a doorman out the front, so you can't leave with the balloon. You know, we've got heaps of host responsibility because it'd be irresponsible for us to give someone some NOS and then bloody walk out in the street and get bowled over at Manchester Street. I mean, that's just... It's like giving an alcoholic bloody can of beer, you know?
Right, so it's quiet now. It's about 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. What's going to happen over the next, say, 8 hours?
Our forecast, since we've been here 4 years, we can pretty much gauge how the night's going to go. So we'll have some small rushes before 10 o'clock, you know, just the odd person coming in maybe buy a herbal or some drinks or just to suss out what the specials are for the night. Then they'll go around and do the clubs. Then they'll come back maybe between 9 and 10, do some NOS. It's after 12, that's when it really hits home, you know. Yeah, from the 12 o'clock crowd till the pub closes, that's when the tie's loose and everyone's getting pretty wild on it.
it all happens in quite a confined space here.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite surprising. People go, how do you get so many people in here? But when you control it, you know, and you control it with doorman, there's no problems. We've had no drama since we've been here, and that's 4 years. And we can watch Shooters and Grumpy Mole and all the other clubs and the dramas that those guys have, but, yeah, we've had nothing, absolutely nothing. We've been visited by the police a few times. They're more than welcome to come in and really hang around for a while. It might interfere with their clientele side of it, but because people freak out because no one actually knows the legality side of it. So, yeah.
And yet we talked to the mayor last night, and he doesn't like you guys. He doesn't like the NOS bars at all.
Yeah, like I said before, mate, everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got an opinion. So it sounds like that they're now getting to the stage where they want to concrete something. So once they concrete that, then we all have to cater to suit. So if they say take the NOS off the market, then we have to cease and desist.
And you're happy with the safety of both the party pill products and and the NOS?
Yep. Two separate entities. I tell you, people either like NOS or they like the party pills or they like both. And then it's like a ritual, you know, where people work Monday to Thursday and then Thursdays go out night. So they get all geared up for Thursday, then they'll be broke for Friday and they might have a couple of bucks for Sunday. But fortunate for the ladies, if they're good looking and stuff, they can scrounge the drinks anyway.
So what's the age of the crowd that comes in?
It's 18 plus. It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. We don't budge on that.
But you're not getting a lot of 30-somethings?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah. Yep. We've had, over the 4 years, we've had some serious celebrities in here. I won't mention any names, you know, for the particular...
Well, on a night on the town sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pop in. Right.
Yeah, we've had some celebrities. We've had some rugby players. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And the more publicity that's getting, it's helping the sales.
And yes, I had a turn on the NOS under controlled conditions.
That's funny.
And we came back later, around midnight, when things were less controlled.
Check out the NOS Bar right before therapy sessions down at the ministry. Therapy. $5 herbal in my pocket with a therapy session coming up. Look out, Christchurch!
I'm guessing Wayne Anderson, full of helium, might be a little bit like that.
Possibly. He was a bit of a star, that guy, in a strangely munted way. But yeah, interesting experience going to the NOS Bar.
You didn't see Matt Bowden wasn't there.
No.
And nor John Key. I see that they're frequenting the same parties these days.
Indeed, yeah. And does John Key know what Matt Bowden does for a living? It's an interesting one. I mean, he's one of the people we could have talked to for this program, because you've got, to some extent, Paul G on one side and Matt Bowden on the other. And since we recorded that, there's been yet another report coming out about party pills, which compares party pills to alcohol, and guess what? Alcohol comes out the wrong side of the ledger. How scientific it is, it's a survey of users, we don't know. But it's not a simple argument, this one, at all.
No, it's not. And you only have to go down to a police station on a Saturday night to see who's locked up, and what, or for that matter, a hospital, and to see who's admitted there, to see what it is that's causing most damage on any given Saturday night in this country. And it's mostly alcohol.
Indeed. And I have to say, the NOS inhalers we met at midnight at the lab certainly didn't appear to pose any threat to us. Anyway, it's time for a break, and when we come back, it's body modification.